Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إن لم تكن حليما فتحلم فإنه قل من تشبه بقوم إلا أوشك أن يكون منهم.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "If you cannot forbear, feign to do so, because it is seldom that a man likens himself to a group and does not become as one of them."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that his eminence was a source of emulation. Of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he represented the values, the divine teachings, and all of the lessons of Islam. He was truly the embodiment of the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And of course, why would this be any different, since we know that the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, he raised Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he grew up in the arms of the Holy Prophet. And so this is why we emulate and we follow and we try to replicate Imam Ali alayhi salam in our lives. And it is His Eminence's universal persona which we try to follow and we try to imitate. We find that the best and closest companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, they tried to follow the ways and the manners. They tried to emulate Imam Ali alayhi salam. They tried to be like Imam Ali alayhi salam, to the point where one of these people was trying to live a very meager lifestyle in order to be like Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him. And the first divinely appointed Imam told him that you cannot be like me. And so this is just to point out that there were people who wanted to be just like His Eminence. Now, in the present day, we too need to take this into consideration. Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, was the duplicate or the replication of the Messenger of Allah. The rest of the divinely appointed Imams, again, in the same manner, are the replications of the Messenger of Allah. We too, in our present day and age, if we want to be able to live a pure life, if we want the world to become a better place, if we want to be happy in our own individual lives, in the lives of our families, then we are going to have to replicate the lifestyle of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We're going to have to replicate the different manners and the different behaviors. And of course, this is done via the recitation and understanding and comprehending the Holy Quran, as well as the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. It is these traditions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it is this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that helps us and guides us in our lives. Another thing, though, because some of the things we can understand, but very quickly there are some things which are quite complicated because we do live in a very complicated day and age. Well, in this kind of a situation where we cannot clearly understand or we cannot clearly find the way and the solution, the infallibles have taught us and have shown us who can be a guide in this age of occultation. They say that whoever is from among the jurists who safeguards their nafs, they are protective of their deen and religion, they oppose their carnal self and their temptations, they are obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the common people must emulate them. And this is only applicable to those of the Shia jurists who have these credentials and these characteristics, and not all of them. A beautiful and very comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
And we know mentally that when someone even falls in love with something and there's something better, we will give it up for the better. And if there's something better than that one, we will give it up for that better. And you'll notice that there is an infinite approach to the better while we give up the lesser. Why is that the case? Because there is an innate nature in us to never be satisfied unless we reach perfection. We know we don't have perfection in ourselves at the moment, but the potential to reach perfection is within us. And Allah helps us to reach perfection. First and foremost, by sending role models and representatives who are perfect and protected by Allah from deviation and from wrongdoing. As you know, Imam Ali alayhi salam is a very controversial figure. He's a very controversial figure because though within the different schools of thought, we all agree that he is rightly guided. To the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, he is beyond that. To the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, he is the brother of the Prophet, chosen from the same branch as the Prophet says, Ana wa Aliyun min shajratin wahida. Ali and I are from one tree. We are of the same nur. In fact, in that surah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges the Christians to come for a challenge, known as Mubahila, Allah says, Nad'u abna'ana wa abna'akum wa nisa'ana wa nisa'akum wa anfusana wa anfusakum. Here, anfusana, meaning ourselves, there were only two selves that came together in this sentence in the Quran that proved who is the nafs. The other nafs of the Holy Prophet was none other than Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Because you know, when the Christians of Najran came to meet the Holy Prophet in the 8th, 9th year after Hijrah, you find that the messenger had married his wives. So Nisa'ana was plural, is plural. Yet you find only one woman came with the Holy Prophet, only one. There was none other than Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Only one woman came, none of the wives came. So what does Nisa'ana mean? Is it not the wives? Are they not Ummul Mu'mineen? Yes, they are Ummul Mu'mineen. From the point of view that you cannot marry them, but they are not Nisa'ana wa Nisa'akum. Historians have noted, only one woman came, and that was none other than Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. So those of us who argue how many daughters did the Holy Prophet have, the proof is right in the action of the Prophet in public. That when he comes, he only brings one daughter. Why? Nisa'ana. It's plural. Yet you find only one woman comes, Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Wa anfusana wa anfusakum. Ourselves and yourselves. Allah commands the Holy Prophet, tell them, we bring our sons, you bring your sons. Bring our women, you bring your women. We bring ourselves, you bring yourselves.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
Mother, don't cry for me. I'm heading off to war. God Almighty is my armor and sword. Palestine, forever Palestine. Children being killed for throwing stones in the sky. They say to their parents, don't worry, God is on our side. Palestine, forever Palestine.